Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Mara and Antiquator Ibrahim will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you and welcome back?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, shukr, good to be back again on air. And alhamdulillah, I'm feeling much, much better with everybody's duas.
Gee, ameen. And Shita, you're really down with the bed flu?
Gee. I was, but alhamdulillah, I'm feeling much better.
Much better. Alhamdulillah, I always keep you healthy and happy and smiling, ameen.
Ameen.
Well, today we commence with the health segment and, you know, it's Hajj season now. Gee. Many of the Hujjaj will be departing for Hajj this year. And I think the first flight leaves on the 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. So we're going to actually sharing with you some health advice for the Hujjaj, yes, and top tips to stay healthy during your Hajj journey with Sister Zaida Muhammad. Then in the homemaking segment, we actually going to share with you, you know, items to take with you on your Hajj journey and, you know, give you like an essential Hajj list, what to pack, what to take, what not to take and things like that. And in the cooking segment, Antiquator, what can we look forward to?
In the cooking segment, we got a selection of snack recipes for your Hajj journey. We're going to share a ginger biscuit recipe, a sliced rusk, a normal rusk recipe, muskana biscuit, and a butter naan kadai. Okay. So you can look forward to our recipes, inshallah.
Absolutely. And the question we're asking you today is, which items came in handy during your Hajj? And also, which food items came in handy during your Hajj? And you can SMS us or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. Also on Instagram, Amara_Mullah. And maybe later on in the program, we will open the lines on 011-854-1548. In the meantime, let's cross over to Kumachipur and welcome Sister Zaida. Assalamu alaikum, Zaida. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, Sister Mara and you.
Alhamdulillah, all well. I think the weather's quite nice on your side.
Okay, alhamdulillah, quite nice. How's Auntie Khadija doing?
Alhamdulillah, shukr to Allah with all your people's du'as.
Yes, Zaida, it's Hajj season now and many of the Hujjaj are getting ready for Hajj. So, how can you protect yourself from sickness and environmental stress when traveling while still providing yourself with the most important health supplements and superfoods while on Hajj?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I would say don't dare walk into an airport or a public place without protecting your immune system first. So how do you accomplish that? It's simple. For at least 3 days before your trip, start drinking lots of vegetable juice, eating roasted garlic, and taking immune-boosting herbal supplements. It's even better if you are drinking fresh juices every day as a regular habit, but if you're not, at least kick in the healthful juices before you travel. We can take vitamin C, we take a dose of probiotics daily, take our multivitamins, and we should supplement with coenzyme Q10 and a few cloves of garlic if you suffer with deep vein thrombosis, which is causing blood thickens and clumps together, and you're at particular risk for it when you're sitting in cramped places, like for example on a long flight. Do seat exercises, twisting the feet, walking a bit on the plane will help you.
I think it's very, very important, especially people with deep vein, thrombosis, or, you know, your feet tend to swell, you know, during any a car journey or a plane journey. It's also a good idea to get that stocking.
Yes.
Actually get a flight stocking.
Drinking the vegetable juices at home and lots of water will help this as well.
Okay. Jazakallah for that, Zaira. Now, what supplements can one carry with and start at home that are immune boosting for the Hujjaj?
Okay, besides the veg juicing at home, on the supplement side, garlic braised a little, or you roast it, medicinal mushrooms, you get it in a supplement form, echinacea, golden seal, ginger, they come in supplements, they come in tinctures or herbal things, and colloidal silver and other similar immune herbs. There was a 2012 study published in the Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine found that echinacea showed maximal effects on recurrent infections, and preventive effects were increased when participants used echinacea to prevent the common cold and other respiratory problems. And to boost your immune system with colloidal silver, simply drink a quarter cup 2 or 3 times a day, or twice a day is fine. You can also apply it to the skin to help heal wounds, sores, and infections. It is tasteless, odorless, colorless, and it's a perfect natural medicine to travel with. It's also important to get plenty of zinc in your diet. We can eat pumpkin seeds or taking high-quality zinc supplements. Taking lots of vitamin C and vitamin D3 is also helpful, but be sure to get them from high-quality supplements. And taking activated charcoal tablets with on your journey to help for those tummy bugs.
Okay. Zara, you mentioned colloidal silver. I think it would be ideal to take a bottle of that for the recharge, and you actually get it in spray form as well.
Yes, and you can drink this, take it every day on a daily basis while you're on your Hajj trip, especially closer to the 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Inshallah, it will help you a lot.
Inshallah. Then everyone on medication or supplements will obviously be carrying their requirements. Any advice for them, Zaira?
While many may prefer to store nutritional products in glass bottles mm-hmm. at home, but when you're traveling, carry them in either plastic bottles or plastic bags.
Okay.
Like now we were talking about the colloidal silver,
yes.
You get them in two types. You get them in a glass bottle and you get them in a plastic bottle. For home, buy the glass one. For your travel, buy the plastic bottle. They light and virtually unbreakable. You don't want to find glass shards in your suitcase after you claim it at mm-hmm. the baggage check, right?
So. Mm-hmm.
That's very important. And if you're taking prescription medication, make sure you have a copy of your prescription with you in case you require more medication or your medication gets lost.
Mm-hmm. Also, a good idea for the whole charge is to take extra medication with you. And, you know, if you're going like for about 6 weeks, then take about, at least make it about 2 months supply. So you come back, you still have medication.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Zara, what would a good option be for food or snacks during travel and the 5 days of Hajj?
Having superfood powders with you at all times is a great travel strategy, even if you're just traveling to a relative's house for a few days. Don't clobber your immune system by eating junk food anyway. Bring your own superfoods and amaze or annoy your friends if you want and whoever's around you with your astonishing commitment to a truly helpful diet. Now, these superfood powders, you get them as, like a meal replacement, we can sort of call it that. So if you're on a journey, these are very handy. Put it in a glass, put a tablespoonful according to directions, and they are packed with protein powders in there, which are you get a lot of healthy ones on the market these days. So this is an ideal thing for you, especially the 5 days of Hajj. Then you can pack some healthy snacks. Eating airport food is not a good way to begin a spiritual trip, and most countries won't allow fresh fruits through customs, but you may be able to carry dried fruits like dates, figs, goji berries, cranberries, seeds. And when we talk about seeds, we're looking at pumpkin, sunflower, and sesame. And nuts like macadamia, pecans, almonds, Brazil. These are good sources of energy and nutrition in case you are traveling a long time without quality foods available. They are actually high in protein, unlike most dried fruits, so they won't cause your blood sugar to spike.
Okay, so you mentioned superfoods. You know, which superfoods are recommended by yourself for the whole charge to take with them?
Okay, besides the ones that I just mentioned, the dates, the figs, the goji berries, mm-hmm. you can even make, in your food processor, you take all these things together and you grind them up and you make like little balls dipped in coconut or the
seeds,
and carry this as your snack with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ideal, yes, perfect. Now, I know Hajj is coming into a very, very hot season indeed, yes. What would a natural sunscreen be?
Cold pressed coconut oil, odorless in this case, is a powerful healing agent when it's applied to the skin, and it also protects you from sunburn. There's also anecdotal evidence showing that Polynesians frequently rub this precious oil on before spending periods of time in the sun. Although it has been tested to block only about 20% of the sun's rays, its value lies more in the powerful antioxidants it releases into the skin, which bolster natural defenses and prevents damage from long-term sun exposure. Also, eating dark chocolate like the 80% and over is also a means of protecting you from burning. And you can also carry umbrellas with you.
Very important, the umbrellas, yes, absolutely. Now, because of the heat out there, what could people do to avoid dehydration? And I think this is going to be one of the challenges of the whole charge this year as well. But Allah Ta'ala make it easy for them as well. Ameen.
Dehydration is a real problem because water accounts for more than half of your body mass. So the following symptoms of dehydration should inspire you to drink a glass of water and then another. Fatigue, low energy, or tiredness is usually the first symptoms of chronic dehydration. Water is the primary driving force inside your cells, and without water, your histamine levels increase, releasing cortisol that is stress hormones, which suppresses your immune system and causes allergies, toxic buildup, inflammation, slow metabolism, and other health problems. So fatigue is only the beginning symptom of dehydration. If you have any long-term health complaint or problem, then you're probably dehydrated and you have been so for a very long time. Then we talk about digestive problems. It's also another symptom of dehydration because the digestive juices are less. Acid reflux is thought to be caused by the production of too much stomach acid, but too little stomach acid is often the real cause. So when the stomach does not have enough acid for digestion, the food stays in the stomach too long and gets pushed back up along with acid. Carry some salt, which is fennel seeds, cumin, cinnamon to chew on before meals to aid in digestion. Then we have the constipation. It's also another digestive symptom of dehydration. So we have to drink lots of water to stay hydrated. It's essential to keep all functions of the digestive tract running smoothly. We can also carry some pink salt in a Ziploc bag and add a pinch to each glass of water we drink to obtain minerals.
So that's also a great advice for the whole charge.
Yes.
Now take a small Ziploc bag and put some pink Himalayan salt in there and put it into your water. And, you know, just drink as much as you want, whether it's juices, coolings, but make sure you have lots and lots of liquids, even you get those energy drinks there.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the energy drinks there, Zaira?
When it comes to energy drinks, you rather take something from home because we don't want to have any artificial flavorings, colorants, and additives which can actually give you the sore throat.
Oh, yes, that's another thing, yes. And what more can we just have? Zamzam water, drink lots and lots of Zamzam water. Yes. Now, is there any advice for all the walking, for those, for the hujjaj that will be doing the walking hajj?
Well, we first need to ensure we have extra shoes along on our trip, well-fitting shoes or sandals for the airport, as well as comfortable sandals for the rest of the trip. Give your feet time to breathe when you are able to. Slip off your shoes and do some simple stretches, points, and reflex your feet. Flex your feet around, circle them to loosen the ankles. Recently, I've been talking a lot on radio about using essential oils, but now bearing in mind the rules of ihram, the colloidal silver range is a good choice to carry along. Say, if your feet are giving you problems with cuts, especially due to excessive walking, apply colloidal silver gel as it's odorless. And if your feet get swollen from air travel or walking, rub a couple drops of peppermint essential oil on the soles of the feet. That is when you're not in ihram, to alleviate inflammation. Peppermint is also very cooling, but we also, one supplement I forgot to mention is the cold-pressed flaxseed oil, but which you won't be able to carry with you, so a good choice here would be to take your omega-3 supplements with you.
Okay. Sarah, your concluding remarks for the end of today's interview?
For the hujjaj, we advise them to stay calm and focused on making dua throughout the journey. You will forget your worries, inshallah. And every moment is precious, it's priceless, and du'as are accepted everywhere, so make du'a for us all too.
Ameen, ameen. Sarah, jazakallah for that very important information for the hujjaj, inshallah. We're going to be sharing more health tips for the hujjaj in next week's program
inshallah.
As well. Jazakallah so much, Sarah. Assalamu alaikum. Well, it was some very, very informative, valuable advice from Sister Zaira for the hujjaj. And yes, there's so much of things that, you know,
exactly.
You can actually learn from, and simple things like colloidal silver you can take with, in fact, you can get at the discam, and the pink Himalayan salt.
That's very important.
That's
I
very important.
Really, really,
yes.
Everyone should really, really.
So for those who are going, you know, pack a small packet of pink Himalayan salt in a Ziploc bag and put it into the water. If we want to take it with from you, you can actually buy it there as well.
Yes, you can.
Okay, let's go for a short break. Now, when we come back, we will be taking you through a list for the Hajj. It's an essential guide, what to pack for your Hajj journey. And this is when we're going to be opening the lines to the listeners as well. Which items came in handy during your Hajj, and which food items came in handy during your Hajj? You can call in 011-854-1548. You can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648, or also on Instagram, Amara_Mula. Remember, whatever advice you're going to be sharing, you're going to also get the reward.
Why
you
not?
Will be sharing the advice for all those who charge that up will be departing soon. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, now we go on to a list of things that one should keep in mind when preparing for Hajj. So we're going to share with you just a few items what you can take with on your Hajj journey. And remember, our lines are also open. Which items came in handy during your Hajj, and which food items came in handy during your Hajj journey? You can call in 011-854-1548. And the lines are open. Our engineer is waiting to take your calls. You can also SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. Well, I think the first thing is, Auntie Karija, is make sure you take your necessary vaccinations at least 2 weeks prior to your departure.
Yes, very important, because, you know, you get all types of sicknesses and all that, so it's cautious. You have to be more cautious in taking those injections.
But I think many of you judge probably took it
already.
Yes. Okay. Then also importantly, learn how to make Hajj, read and educate yourself, try to attend workshops, talk to people who have, and there's been so many workshops seminars and talks has been given, you know, alhamdulillah.
And it really, really works. Hey, I promise you, when you go to these workshops, you really, you know what, it stays in your mind and you don't forget all these things.
And always take a book and a pen and make notes as well. Then also get some safety pockets and a safety belt to keep your money and documents with you. Okay? Then sew pockets with zips on your vest or camisoles or petticoats and store your money in it.
Yes.
And you can actually buy this ready-made vest as well from the Islamic bookstores as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a nice pocket sewn, and nylon zip and that. Even ladies can just sew their petticoats with the pocket as well and keep your money in there, just for safety-wise as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then shoe bags are a must. Carry a few extra in case one gets lost.
No, it does always happen that it does get lost, so you have to keep a few extras.
Then to take with you, you need to take some pegs, some string, some hangers. And they're very useful items, and don't take up too much space in your bag. Now, we're saying pegs, string and hangers because you're going to be doing your own washing in Makkah and Medina. But very easy.
It's so hot there. If you wash your clothes in a little while's time, it all dries already. You just hang it. You buy more. You take more of the drip dry clothing. You don't need ironing, nothing, and it's so, so easy. Hang it in the bathroom. In no time, it dries up.
Okay. Let's go to our first caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
I want to know, can we take ruby juice? You know, ruby juice and some tea when we're going in the plane.
Tea?
Can we take this with us in the plane? If we leave O.R. Tambo.
Yes, sister. Can you just repeat that again, please?
Can we take the, you know, ruby juice and some little tea in a flask, you know?
I'm not sure about that, sister. I think, you know, taking a tea in a flask, it's more on the plane, it's a bit of a distance. But you do get, you actually do get tea on the plane.
They
yes.
do give you tea.
So I'm not sure about taking anything in a flask. You know what, now with the air travel, and I'm not sure what are the requirements, but I don't think they're going to allow it, because you can only take a certain mils of things that you can actually take as a hand luggage.
Oh.
And I know you can get tea on the airplane as well. They serve you tea as much as you want as well.
Okay, good. Now what about the ruby juice?
How does it come back, sister?
It's in a carton.
In a carton. Maybe in fact you can maybe put it into your cargo, into your bag, your suitcase, and put it in there as well. Okay, what's the ruby juice about, sister?
Ruby juice is it's also like a little bitter, you know, but it's very healthy.
Okay. Okay.
Know? Like it's good also, you know.
Okay, sister.
Okay.
Jazakallah for calling in. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Okay, first time I've heard about the ruby juice. But I don't think they're going to actually allow you to take a flask with you.
No. It's a bit of a risk to take it.
It is a risk, yes. Okay, let's continue. Then we said pegs come in handy to hang your clothes and your underwears. String comes in handy to make a small washing line. Then hangers come useful to hang your clothes. And you can hang it on the shower as well. Then a small sewing kit for the odd button or hem that comes loose.
Very essential.
Safety pins and a small sharp scissors. Then make extra copies of your passports and traveler's checks and other important documents and leave it with your family at home. Also take copies of your passports with. Because why? In case you want to maybe just buy a SIM card there, you need to rekite and you need a copy of your passport there.
Yeah.
Because you must remember, you're going to go with your passport. Once your passport gets taken away, you only can see it the day you come back home.
Yeah, you don't see it.
You don't see it again.
That is why it's important to have
it. It's with the agent all the time. Then a thick black marker, some tape, a pocket pen, a writing pad, and a calendar are also essential items. To carry with you, also an alarm clock.
Yeah.
Okay, the hotel to stay in has a digital alarm clock, but you know, sometimes the old people are so used to their own alarm clock. So take what you're used to. Then also, medication is very, very important as
well. Especially if you're a chronic patient, you must make sure that you take all your medication properly.
Okay, but you can take Campanados, a good cough mixture, your Imodium, your Pascopain, your Bivispace tablets as well.
And sugar, you get everything there also. It's not that you're going to be stranded, but it's rather safer to just take
it
with you.
Take it with you. Then an anti-acid like Colentral Gel or Gaviscon. Then flu tablets like Flutex. Mm-hmm. Even you can take allergy tablets, throat lozenges, even a throat spray, because what happens, the first thing you end up there is sometimes the flu starts with the throat.
Because of the heat,
The heat as well. Then if you are on long-term medication, please consult your doctor. Then also a first aid kit, some plasters, a small bottle of Savlon, mercurochrome, betadine, and plasters, maybe like a crepe bandage as well. Just to keep that in mind. Then obviously your toiletries as well.
Yes.
You know what toiletries you need as well. But take your Vicks with, take your Zambak with. South Africans. Yes. Well, let's go to our SMSs here. This one says, so now we went for Hajj last year. Alhamdulillah, what an amazing journey. Just want to go again. My advice, don't go over. Packing, you get everything there. And for your Hajj, there is light, easy snacks, dry fruits, nuts, muesli bars, things that are filling, because I think we're very spoiled with food.
But that is true. That is very true.
Also, this one says, from the same listener says, my advice, please don't waste your time, especially in Azizia. We tend to sit around with groups and chat away, wasting time away. To the sister who asked about the juice and the tea, they'll take it away before you go in and don't allow you. Take it better to put it in your hand luggage and not put it into your luggage and not your hand luggage.
So there you are.
Sister gave some good advice as well. Yes. Jazakallah for that, sister. Then, this one says, was a colloidal silver to drink for immune boosting as well as to rub for sore muscles?
Yes.
Absolutely. You can drink it and you get a colloidal silver gel as well.
Okay.
So that's basically ideal. You can get that. Then another sister says, salams, you must take bandages and made lemon. Okay, yes, so there's lots of advice coming through from the listeners out there. Then also, sweets and biscuits of choice. Now, biscuits, you know, you got your homemade biscuits.
Yes.
We're going to be sharing with you recipes just now. And then you get your normal China fruit, your biltong, your chevro. You take all that with. And I think it's only South Africans that will be spoiled and take all those things with. But nevertheless, you know, you feel for it there.
You feel for it.
Believe it, you really feel for it there. Hutchmet you can buy there. Your sunglasses and umbrella you can even buy there. Spray bottles you can buy there.
Sleeping bag also you can buy there. Because normally, sometimes you do need a sleeping bag and you can buy it there in Mina also.
You can buy it there. But what you do is now with the camps in Mina and in Arafat as well, Antikarija, you know, you get those chairs.
Yes.
That's you know, it converts into a chair and a mattress.
A mattress,
and it's
also
so comfortable. You get lovely pillows, you get a blanket. So everything is like so comfortable.
Comfortable, and it's so convenient. You don't have to cart everything from home.
You just take your knapsack with your things with you, and you carry on.
Area, okay.
Then, very importantly, a comfortable shoe or sandal.
That you must. Especially if you're doing walking, you have to have a very comfortable shoe.
And then your phone chargers as well, very importantly. Then, when packing your bags, make sure you secure them with a lock and key and label it with your correct name, address, and telephone numbers. A good idea is to tape the handle of your bag with different color insulation tape.
Yes, so
and tape it in such a way that the colors are visible.
Visible, yeah.
So each one has their own way of putting something on their bag to identify it, right? For females, this is an excellent idea. Sew a small pocket on the inside of your bra and put your money or rings, chains, bangles in it. You could also store a copy of your passport in it.
Yes.
But I suppose you got your petticoat with yourself.
So that works, Jay.
Then also very important, take a knapsack with you for the 5 days of Hajj. Okay, inshallah, next week we're going to actually continue with the essential items to take with you on your Hajj journey. Let's go for a very short break now. When we come back, we're going to be going on to the recipe segment. We'll get your pens and papers ready to jot down these lovely recipes. We're sharing with you the ginger biscuit recipe and the sliced rusk, another rusk recipe, and the mascana biscuit and the butter naan katai. So stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome back. Let's now go on to our recipe segment of the day, and it's a selection of snack recipes for your Hajj journey. And you know, before I commence with the recipe, I'm going to read out the recipe. We're going to commence with the ginger biscuit recipe. Now I call it the ginger pan biscuit recipe. I call it ginger pan biscuits. Now a story behind this biscuit. During my Hajj trip in the year 2015, my dearest Haji Ben Nasreen shared this ginger biscuits with us when we used to have tea together in Azizia. Now, these biscuits were the tastiest ginger biscuits I ever tasted. Ever since I came back from Hajj, I only bake this recipe, ginger biscuits. And, you know, it's like a non-flop one, a very different one.
It is. Yes. I see that. I try it and it really comes out very nicely. Okay, so for the ginger biscuit ingredients, 125 grams of butter, 1 cup brown sugar, 1 egg, a tablespoon of golden syrup, 1 tablespoon ginger powder, a quarter teaspoon clove powder, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, a teaspoon mixed spice, 1 teaspoon bicarbonate of soda, and self-raising flour to make a soft dough. Now for your method, you beat together the butter and sugar. You add in the egg and golden syrup. Then you beat again. Thereafter, you add in the rest of the ingredients except your self-raising flour. You mix well. Make dough with self-raising flour. Roll rounds into palm of your hand and dip in sugar and bake. Rounds should be not too big or too small. Enjoy.
It's a very nice, easy biscuit.
It is.
And you know, you get quite a bit out.
No, you do get. You get a lot, a whole tin full of biscuits.
In fact, ginger biscuits, I think there's a lot of barakat in it.
There is a lot of barakat.
Okay, so let's repeat the recipe for the ginger biscuits. It's 125 grams butter, 1 cup brown sugar, 1 egg, a tablespoon of golden syrup, a tablespoon of ginger powder, quarter teaspoon clove powder, a teaspoon of cinnamon, a teaspoon of mixed spice, a teaspoon of bicarb of soda, and self-raising flour to make dough. The method, you beat together butter and sugar, add in egg and golden syrup, then you beat again. Thereafter, add in rest of ingredients except self-raising flour, mix well, make dough with self-raising flour, roll rounds into palm of your hand and dip in sugar and bake. Now your rounds shouldn't be too big or too small and enjoy.
Yes.
Ideal for the Hujjaj. Yes,
it is. It really is nice.
Now we go on to the sliced rusk. Also, many of the Hujjaj love to take the rusk.
No.
And believe me, all this comes handy.
It
I'm
does.
Talking of experience, you know.
No, it does.
You feel like eating all this. Your
yes,
homemade
you think of home food. Then you
even your baker's biscuits. please take baker's biscuit with you. Whichever favorite baker's biscuit you want, take it with you. You're going to feel for it.
It there. Comes in handy. It really comes in handy. Okay, for the sliced rusk recipe, it's 1 cup all bran flakes crushed, 1/2 cup of pecan nuts, 1/2 cup almonds, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 2 1/2 cups of self-raising flour. Then you take 250 grams of butter, 3/4 cup of sugar, you melt it, and then you add in 1 cup of maas or inkomaas, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence, and add to the above mixture. Now you bake in 2 loaf tins for about 30 to 35 minutes. Allow to cool, then you wrap it in foil and you freeze it for 3 hours or keep overnight in fridge. Then you slice and allow to crisp on 100 degrees. So it's very nice. It's a nice big recipe because you are getting 2 loaf pans out from there. So you get quite a bit of rusk.
A bit of barakat in this. Okay. The next recipe, I declare you, that's another rusk recipe.
Okay, for the other rusk recipe, that's 250 ml of maas or inkomaas, 1 egg, 250 grams of butter. You melt and pour over dry ingredients. Now for your dry ingredients, it's 1 cup of all bran flakes crushed, 500 grams of self-raising flour, 2 teaspoons of sauf, 2 tablespoons of til, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup of coconut, 1 cup brown sugar, 1/2 cup pecan nuts, and 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder. You mix all this with the melted mixture, form dough, make 2 oven trays, and bake at 100 degrees to crisp it again at 100 degrees.
It's very healthy. When you see, you've got the all bran flakes, you've got the dough, the salt,
the
seeds, coconut.
Yes, the nuts.
Just like how Zaida was saying, you know.
Yes.
So another, very healthy
recipe.
Okay, the next, Marv, I can't repeat all the recipes again, but nevertheless, recipes are all on our website, go to registram.co.za. If you don't have access to internet, call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022. She will gladly assist you. The Muscana biscuit, a must have also.
Yes, it is. Okay, for the Muscana biscuit, it's 1/2 pound of butter, 3 cups of flour, 3 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 3 tablespoons of caster sugar, 1 teaspoon of whole jiro. Your method is you add all your ingredients in a dish, make dough with milk, roll out thick, shape as desired, brush with milk and sprinkle with til, bake till done, and leave in oven to crisp.
Mm-hmm. Another must,
it is a must. It's also very nice. And then the last but not the least, that's the butter naan ketai. That's 1/2 pound butter, 1 1/2 cups of caster sugar, 1 cup oil, 1 1/2 teaspoons of ilachi powder, 3/4 teaspoon of baking bicarbonate of soda, 2 tablespoons of soji or tasty wheat, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 4 1/2 cups of flour. Now for the method, you beat your butter and caster sugar for 5 minutes. Add your oil and you beat for another 15 minutes until white. Add the rest of the ingredients. Roll out round, make slits, dip 1/2 almond in egg white and stick it on the top. Bake it at 180 degrees till pink in color.
A very different butter naan ketai. Normally, you know, we're all aware that
making it with ghee. But you won't believe how nice this butter naan comes out, the naan ketai come out. I always try it, and it's a naan flop.
Okay.
Yes.
And would this be ideal to take for the whole charge?
Yes, you can take it with.
Okay.
Why not?
Now, one of the sisters was asking me that, you know, you're just advising, they're not sure, they said they heard, that you can, if you're taking naan ketai with, you must... There's a recipe for chana flour in.
Okay.
And it's actually nice. It doesn't crumble a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably. That also can make sense. But actually, if you wrap them individually in
cling wrap,
foil or cling wrap, they don't really get this thing. And you pack them nicely in a wax paper box or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And pack them tightly to close to one another. Nothing happens.
Nothing happens to it. Yes. All right. Let's go to our WhatsApp messages. From listeners, we've got lots of WhatsApp messages here. Let's see, this one says, Okay, assalamualaikum. I went for Hajj last year. Alhamdulillah, few must-take items, multivitamin, energy effervescent, Baraka, blister plaster, medicine pack from Randery, pharmacy has everything you need, throat lozenges as a cold drinks can cause sore throat. With regards to food, lagan and kebabs and puri for traveling, tennis and mari biscuits. Jazakallah so much, sister. And yes, some very good tips coming through. Then this one says, here's a tip for 5 days. Lightly oil your hair and tie in a bun or plait and tie up. It stays perfect the entire time without coming out, and you don't have to worry about stray hairs breaking as you are in ihram.
Yes.
So this tip is for the sisters.
For the sisters.
Yes, lovely tip, yes.
Very good, yeah.
And let's go on to more. Okay, this one says they're fixing big umbrellas for tawaf, keep safe hajis from heat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so alhamdulillah, you know, they're making it better and better for the hujjaj
really
all the time.
All
yes, alhamdulillah. Hajj. Allah reward
Ameen.
Them as well.
Ameen.
Then this one says, how many teaspoons baking powder to flour makes self-raising flour?
There is a recipe to it now. I can't remember it on hand. I have it at home.
I'm not sure if it's one teaspoon to 1 cup of flour.
I think it's about that much.
1 teaspoon to 1 cup flour. Maybe the listeners can just come in here and advise us better. How many teaspoons of baking powder to flour makes self-raising flour?
Yes.
So if you're taking a cup of flour,
maybe
how many teaspoons of baking powder would you put in there to make your own self-raising flour? I'm not sure, but I think it would be 1 to 1.5.
One cup of flour to 1 teaspoon, because it's, I think 1 to 1 is too much of flour.
It's too much?
Maybe it's 1.5 cups of flour.
Okay. And, all right. Then next one says, okay, this one says, Salams, the butter naan katai definitely a must. Comes out perfect for traveling. Does not crumble or go buttery, and the taste holds well. 4 cups flour works best for the recipe. Jazakallah for all the recipes. Ameen, sister, you're always welcome. You know, it's good to hear feedback from the listeners as well.
Why not, Chi?
Okay. There was another message. This one said, okay, here's it. 1 rounded teaspoon of baking powder to 1 cup flour.
Oh, it is a rounded teaspoon.
Yes,
okay.
So we were
almost right. Chi.
Almost right, yes. Jazakallah for that. Then let us go. Okay, this one says, about more or less how much flour do we use? Okay, the sister has said that. Okay, let's go back to the next one. I came across a lovely one here. Alright. Then also Auntie Khadija, what would you yes, okay, this is another one. Assalamu alaikum. In hand luggage, you only allowed liquids in 100 ml containers or bottles. To save you cost, take as much as we can. We don't have a problem with fresh fruit. Wire hangers, you can throw them away, Jazakallah.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Yes. So I think that was the sister's query on that flask as well. Okay. This one says, Salaam, Sister Mara, your naan katai, you can pack in your empty space. Okay, long crisp cylinder stays well.
Okay.
In the Pringles containers,
oh,
yes.
Oh, yes, it does. It does
stay, yes, correct, yes. You can take it in there. I think it stays very neatly because the Pringles container,
it's nice and it's not even too big, and it's a nice compact thing.
It's not going to be squashed up or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, how would you maybe pack your chevro? Auntie Khadija, Ziploc bag?
Normally, they just block it in. Well, I'll be honest to you. My advice is not to take chevro because it causes a lot of wind in the stomach. But, I mean, there are people that likes to take it, so why not? And just seal it in a Ziploc bag.
Okay, you know what? My parents will be departing for Hajj, inshallah, next Friday. Remember them when you are to ask. What I've done, I've made chevro for them, but I've just removed, I haven't put kancha for
the kancha for them.
Don't put the kancha. Because you have endless problems, especially with a stomach ache or a wind or something like
yes.
that. And so, you know, you can put your pecan nuts, I mean your post toasties,
yes.
your cornflakes, your rice krispies, your potatoes, your nuts.
And your hair.
But I just left out the kancha for them.
Okay.
So that's also, you could take it into Ziploc bags.
Yes, it stays very, very nice in the Ziploc bags.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you seal it nicely, nothing happens to the chip.
Nothing happens. Chip. Just stays. So next time we're going to share with you maybe where you used to pack your items, you know, your snack and your chair for her, how to pack your bag as well, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So it will be coming up in next week's program. Well, that's where we leave it for today. Jazakallah to all to the sisters that called in, for all those who SMS and WhatsApp, Jazakallah for all that as well. And I'd like to talk a lot to you as well.
Not a problem.
And any ideas, people want to actually come on and give us some more ideas on Hajj or something,
they're most welcome.
You can always SMS me or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. So from me, Amara, and I'd like to try a prime. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.